people may worry more than others, but we worry. You know, sometimes we may worry about our children or our spouses or finances or, you know, just people in general, you know, just whatever. But sometimes we worry, but God says, don't worry about those things. Don't worry about these things. Now, you know, we might say, well, that's easy for God to say, you know. Well, I know the Apostle Paul is writing, but I mean, we shouldn't worry about those things. We should go to God in prayer and hand it over to Him and let Him take care of those things. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That means we're to be thankful. It says, with thanksgiving, taking in all God has done for us in the past, what He's doing in at present, and shall do in the future. So here we see we should thank God for what He's done in the past for us, thanking God for what He's done, going to do in the present time for us, and also to thank God for what He's going to do in the future for us, what He's going to do. And it says the peace of God shall be upon what? Our hearts and our minds. That's an amazing statement right there. Because we want peace in our hearts. But also God says this, I will give you, as we are thankful unto God and what He's given us, and we go to Him with thankfulness in our hearts and souls, that as we give it to Him, He will bring peace upon our hearts and our minds. You know, it's easy for us to accept maybe the peace in our hearts, but sometimes that peace in our minds is where He has to come and do a lot of work in our hearts and minds, you know. Because the mind is continually running, thinking about things. And that's where the devil can work upon also is the mind. God says to think on things that are pure, holy, true, just, of good report. Those things that we're to think about. Think on things, let me say it again. Think on things that are pure, holy, true, just, of good report. God says to think on those things. God says to think on things that are pure, holy, true, just, and of good report. Because you see, what we think here falls to the heart. If we doubt God, our heart will doubt Him. Ooh. If we believe God, our heart will believe Him. And out of the abundance of the heart, it says what the mouth speaks. And it's not easy sometimes in the Christian walk, huh? It's not easy sometimes. We get discouraged, don't we? You know, sometimes you might get discouraged and you just like, Lord, I've been praying about this and I don't see anything happening. And you, not that you doubt God's not doing something or working on things, but we like to see it, you know. And we like to plan it. And we want God to stick with our plan. Not His plan, but our plan on how He's going to work things out. But we're to go to Him with thankfulness. You know? Thanking Him for the things that He's doing, that He did in the past, the present, and the future. The thankfulness that should be upon our hearts and souls. You know, we look at, and I know we talked a little bit about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego last week. Don't you think they shouted for joy when they came out that furnace? And the king just wanted to bring destruction upon them. They didn't know God would be in the fire with them. We don't like to go in the fire. Now, do I want to be in the fire? I mean, that's just, you know, the things that are happening. No, nobody likes to be in the fire. But I tell you what, that's where we see God the most. That's where God is revealed unto us the most. That's where we can fall on our knees and call upon Him and see His mighty works and what He can do as He comes, as we're thankful unto Him. I tell you what, when they came out of that place, they were thankful to their God. And let me tell you, the king was also thankful for the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What a God we serve, people. Thank you. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We should always be thankful for what he has done in the past and what he will do in the present and what he will do in the future. Thanking him for the salvation of our lives. Thanking him for your church. Thanking him for your family. Thanking him for the things that he has given us. Because you see, in a moment, everything could be taken away from us. In a moment. Because our lives are in the hands of our God. And whatever he decides, it can be, it's his will for us. And all that we possess and all that we have could be taken away in an instant. And how thankful we should be to him. We look at Job and how in an instant, in one day or so, he lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his possessions. He lost his cattle. He lost his sheep, his oxen, everything. Everything. And it was all to prove a point to the enemy that God had someone that would not turn his face from him and serve him. See, God trusts us enough that he can allow maybe certain things to come our way, that we will still trust him no matter what. See, to be thankful unto him and what he's given us, thanking him for his glory, thanking him for his presence, thanking him that he gave us life, thanking him that he saved our souls. My God. Because it wasn't for the salvation of our God and what Jesus did at Calvary's cross, where would we be today? The only hope, as that song we sang, our hope is in Jesus. That's the name of it. All my hope is in Jesus. All our hope is in him. All our hope is in him. If it wasn't for what Jesus did at Calvary's cross, where would we be? Where would we be? In what he did and us accepting what he did. Saying, you are our Father, you are our God, you are our Lord, and you are our Savior. We look to you. We can't go on any longer except with you. We need you in our lives. We need you to lead us and guide us. And we're thankful for what you did. Thankful. Thanksgiving is Thursday. We're to thank him for what he's done and given us the whole year. Thank God our government years ago made it a national holiday to give thanks not unto any other God, not unto our nation, not unto our government, not unto government officials, but it's to thank Jehovah God for what he's given us and what he will do for us. Thanking him that he died upon Calvary's cross. Thanking him that he rose again from the dead. Thanking him that he's coming again for the church. The great God Jehovah. Thanking him. As we celebrate. Pray over your food. Thanking God for what he's given. That we can, as a nation, hold hands at our dinner table. And not worry about anybody rushing in and telling us it's illegal to do that. We can hold hands and we can pray to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for giving us the food that we have. The food that we have. You think of the pilgrims that came to our nation. It's an amazing thing that they took that one day. Well, it was many more days than one. We have it as one, but it was longer than that back then. But they took the time to thank God. And they had it rough. From the cold weather to all kinds of things. But to thank God for what he had done for them. Giving them the food and the protection coming over upon this land. thanking him. I want you to turn to John 16, please. John 16, verse 33. Thanksgiving calls for a time that we look up, reminds us to look up to Him. John 16, verse 33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you," He was talking about His disciples and stuff, "that in Me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The storms of life will come. Things will come our way. But we need to always, especially at giving thanks unto our God, that we look up to Him. We look up to Him. We look up to Him. That through difficult times that we keep our eyes fastened upon Him. Through troubled times this last year that we keep our eyes fastened upon Him. The pilgrims endured many hardships. Sickness, loneliness, all kinds of evil that came their way. And us also, we may have gone through many, many difficult times this way, but we need to keep looking up. Jesus told His disciples, tribulation will come, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. My God! Look, let me tell you something. By next Thanksgiving, tribulation will come your way. I'm not a prophet, but I can prophesy that to you. That something's going to happen that's going to throw you off balance. Something's going to happen that's going to throw you off keel from whatever's happening. Because the Bible says it will come. Like Mr. Leonard says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, no matter what. But tribulation, things will come our way. But we need to make sure that we thank Him as we look up, looking up to Him. Even though tribulations may come, it says this. It says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. My God. Jesus overcame the world. He says, be of good cheer. Give thanks unto Me. No matter what comes your way, I have overcome the world. No matter what bothers you in your spirit, no matter what comes against you in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. My God. We are to shout unto Him. Be of good cheer. I'm telling you this, but I know it's hard. It's hard when things are coming about. It's hard when the old enemy's working on things and throwing things. It's hard, I know it. And Jesus knows it. He said it will come, but be of good cheer. Keep your hearts towards Me. Keep looking up towards Me. Be of good cheer. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy that comes from the inside of us that the Spirit of God can put. Be of good cheer. Because our God, your God, has overcome the world. And He overcame the world and its evil and its sin nature and sin and evil on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Be of good cheer. We shouldn't be downcast. We should look up. For our redemption is drawing near, people. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And we need to keep our eyes upon what He will do and what's coming forth. that our God overcame the world. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, gave his life for you and me. He said, disciples, be of good cheer. Tribulation will come your way. Keep your eyes looking up, giving thanks unto me. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world and all the things in it. This is the deal. We serve a God that overcame the world. And Jesus is telling us, you are my children, and you shall overcome the world also. Because our faith is in him and what he did at Calvary's cross. Praise God. Thanksgiving calls for looking around. Our blessings that we have upon our lives, people. I don't know any one of us today, not one of us, got up this morning, not in a home or in a bed or upon a pillow. I know a few lived outside of a home sometime, you know, but God was still faithful. But not one of us got up this morning worried about what we're going to eat for breakfast. The worst problem we had when we got up was to decide what we were going to eat for breakfast out of 20 different things, or if you want to go eat somewhere for breakfast. How blessed we are, people. How we need to give thanks unto our God for what he's tremendously given us. There are countries around the world where people go to bed hungry and get up hungry. And I know years ago in our country, I know we had some times where it was rough for our ancestors. It was rough for the Cajun people. I remember my grandmother telling me how they had to go into soup lines to be able to eat. You know, we don't hear of that so much today. I mean, you know. But I mean, the blessings of God upon that we can go to the store and buy basically what we want. We avoid some of them because they're too expensive, but we go to the ones we want to. How blessed we are. And there's nothing wrong with the blessings. God wants his people to be blessed. But yet he also wants us to remember that it's him that gives us the blessings. It's him that pours it out upon us. It's him that gives us our money. It's him that gives us our finances. It's him that gives us our homes and our vehicles and all these things that we have. That we should never, never be unthankful. But thankful to him that he's given us these things. It's an amazing thing that we come to church and we have nice chairs to sit in. We're not sitting on hay or crates. Or the problem we try to decide, should we put the heater on or the air conditioner? So that everybody can be comfortable. And thank God for the blessings. But you see, America has been blessed so much by God, not because of anything else that maybe our government has done, but because of we look to our God. And when we look to him, he pours out the blessings upon the people. No other country like our country exports Bibles like we do. No other country. And you might say a Bible. Yeah, Bibles. The number one selling book. They don't even put it on the bestsellers list anymore because it outweighs every other book by so far is the Bible. The Bible. Every month, every year, every week, every day, it's always the Bible. It's not the Book of Mormons. You know, It's none of these other books that they think are spiritual. You want to say it that way. But it's the Bible, the Word of Almighty God. Amen. That's your God that protects His Word. It's your God that says, they give thanks unto me. I will bless them, and I will use them, and I will be with them. The blessings of our God. We're a blessed nation. That most of us, as Leonard has told me, that most households have 2 to 3 Bibles, 4 Bibles. Oh, it went up. Good. Good. The average household in America, can you imagine, has 4 Bibles in it at least. Think of how many you have at home. A lot. Thank you, Lord. Much Bible, much freedom. Much Bible, much freedom. That's why we've had a lot of freedom, because of the Word of God. We know some things have taken place that has kind of ruined some things, but I tell you, things are getting back on track. As we're praying and interceding for our president, as we're praying and interceding for our government, as we're praying and interceding and asking God to move upon this area, to move upon the people. A changed heart by God will change everything upon that nation. Everything upon that nation. We have a president. Let me tell you, he's sure not perfect, just like every one of us. We need the blood of Jesus to help us. But he acknowledges God. And that I like. And God is doing a mighty work in that man's heart and life and in his family. We need to pray and ask God to protect him and his family. To protect him. To protect him from the evils of evil spirits, and also to protect him from the physical aspect of things. But to be thankful for our God for the things that we have. That we have. To always be thankful to him about what we have, but to be thankful unto him for who he is. Thankful to our God. You ever thought about if God would have turned to his son? I mean, I'm just using that as so we can see it that way. I don't know how it really happened, but can you think of what this world would be like if God would have not turned to his son and said, I need you to go down there in the form of a man and die on the cross and be risen from the dead and overcome evil and sin so that my people can be reconciled back to me? Where do you think you'd be? In bad shape. Jesus didn't have to come, people. He didn't have to. When the Father asked him or requested of that of him, Jesus didn't have to come. Jesus didn't have to die. But he did it because of the great famous verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We need another verse says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But we can look at it this way, and I think it would be okay in justice, that Jesus loved the world, that he was willing to come. We know all three of them, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all one. But yet three different distinct beings, but they all work in unison together. And so he came and died upon that cross just for us. Put up, starting with verse 1, Psalms 103. Just thanking God for the things of what he has given unto us. It says, a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. People, don't forget his benefits. Don't forget the benefits of our Father, of thanking him for what he's given unto us. us, thanking him for what he's allowed us to have, thanking him for your family, your friends, and all these things that God has given unto you. Thanking him, and I know you're going to probably want to die about this, thank him for your job. Amen. We may not like going every day, and we might not like a lot of people, but God has given us the blessing of having a great job to bring money into our families so that we can bless the work of God. God gives us great paying jobs so that we can bless the work of God, so the work of God can continue. It's an amazing thing to me that God looks at us and really is, hate to say dependent, but the gospel is kind of dependent upon money. The one thing that God says is the root of all evil. His benefits of giving us the money that he's given unto us so that we can give it to our churches, so we can give it to missionaries, so we can give it to buy Bibles and to keep the gospel propagating and keep it going so that the world can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It takes money. It does. It takes money to buy material. It takes money to keep lights on. It takes money to do all these things. You know, just be faithful with what God has given you, the benefits of what he's given unto you. And let me tell you, he'll bless you beyond measure. The benefits of our God. Look at this. Number one, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. His benefits. My God, people. He forgives us of all our iniquities. Number two, he healeth all thy diseases. Disease in the heart, disease in the body. He heals our bodies. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Go on to the next verses. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That means he satisfies us. He's a satisfying God. you know something, maybe we were, but people that nothing satisfies them. Nothing, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, it will not satisfy me. But God says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, he can satisfy every person. He's the one that can feel that heart on the inside, that can bring the healing and the help in the mind and in the spirit. That's the kind of God we serve. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts upon the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Stop right here. He's merciful and gracious. He's merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. How great is our God? The benefits of our God of love and grace, salvation and faith. The benefits of having a Bible. Gosh, y'all. Do we realize the benefit of having a Bible? Do we realize how many people die for this world? Do we realize that a lot of people don't want us to have the Word of God? The benefits of having this Word, that God has protected it, even through the dark ages of hundreds of years, when there was no prophecy, no church growth, zero. I mean, it was dark. That's why they call it the Dark Ages. That God still protected the Word of God, our benefit, thanking him for his Word and what he's given unto us. the great God Jehovah that has done all that he could do to give us life and liberty, to give us the protection and help that we need in times of trouble. The benefits of that word. See, old Slewfoot doesn't want us to have the word, and definitely doesn't want us to open it up. And definitely does not want us to open it up and read it. And definitely does not want us to open it up, read it, and believe it. That scares him. That's when faith moves in. That's when you can believe God for the impossible. And God said, what's impossible with man is possible with him. So let me tell you, any time you go before God and we say, Lord, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if you really can do it, but Father, I believe you can. That he's saying, look, what's impossible with man is possible with me. Just look to me. Be thankful to me. Look to me. Keep your eyes upon me. That we can look to our God and he can make things possible. That's the kind of God. He wants our faith to rise up, to believe him for that impossibility. That he is going to do a mighty work and make things happen. Praise God. We can look to him to the future. Excuse me, people, I'm sorry. My throat. We can look to him for the future, people. Being thankful for the future. I know all you have to do is turn on that big screen in your living room and turn to any channel, basically news channel, and you'll get so discouraged and so depressed about what's going on around the world, in America, around the world. I mean, just horrible, horrible things that are happening to innocent people. Horrible things that are just being said and done. The evil that has risen. But all we got to do is turn and open the big book and look to that future. And be thankful of what he's going to do in the future for us. We know that our God is coming for us. Let's be thankful. One day it says, and it says in Thessalonians, that when the trump of God shall sound, as somebody told me this week, they said, you know, Trump's name is in the Bible. And I said, oh? They said, yeah, when the trump of God shall sound. And I said, that's good. It's the trump. He's in there. It's in there. At least it's when it sounds. Hey, that's a good... Look, y'all laughing. But when the trump of God shall sound, he's going to come for us. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. The future of Thanksgiving. Look, and let me tell you, we'll have the biggest Thanksgiving ever known to mankind at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I've had people ask me, what is he going to serve? I don't know. There has to be some good like boudin, cracklings, and gumbo, and potato salad without onions. With onions. Some with, some without. Potato salad without pickles. Potato salad just plain. Yeah, put them all on the side. But look, that's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb, where we will gather together. And look, everybody that has been saved from the eons of time, from the beginning of time, to that time when that trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the air with him. Yes. They're not going to be with him first. We're going to be caught up together. They just have to take a little bit of time to come out. And we'll be caught up together with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Be with him. And in the marriage, you know, all that stuff happens. Marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise God, praise God. The big Thanksgiving where we'll be able to not only say thank you from afar off, basically, if you want to say it that way, but to be able to say thank you in person right to the man. the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, it's an amazing thing. God can be 100 miles away, but he can make everybody seem so close to him for some reason. How he does it, I don't know. He's just a great God. And we'll eat together. Whatever it is has to be good. We might even have some heavenly bread as they had in the Old Testament. We'll tell him what. Manna from above. That's right. Can you imagine? Manna from above. And cane syrup on the side. Steamed cane syrup on the side. A little peanut butter on the other side. We put it together and dip it in. Oh, man. Glass of milk. My Lord. We're going to all pass out after. We drink whole milk, yeah. Whatever. We'll have the cow. He'll have the cows available there. Whatever you want. That's right. Every, no telling what?
Gumbo.
Seafood gumbo. Amen, amen. But you know, the great Thanksgiving with our God, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And let me tell you, the only ones that will be there, that marriage supper of the Lamb, are the ones that have given their hearts and life to him. I didn't say the ones that were perfect. All I said was the one that has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and the blood of Jesus has covered them. My God. That's it. And we'll be with our God forever and ever. Forever and ever. The great God Jehovah. I wonder how many plates he's going to serve that day. Oh, I think it's a little bit more than 188. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. And look, can you imagine the plates and the utensils? Gold, maybe? I don't know. Whatever it is. Can you imagine? Because it's going to be royalty to him. Maybe we were not royalty on the earth. And that's okay. But to him, when we get there, we're royalty to him. That blood of Jesus that cleanses the soul of man. Amen. Look, I want to wish each and every one of you Jelaine and I and our family, we want to wish every one of you a great Thanksgiving. Wherever you may be Thursday, some of you